T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47 here on a Wednesday. Now, three big things. Outpouring of support for the victims of the worst shooting in U.S. history.
2.
El Dorado middle school student arrested after threat.
1.
Accused Wichita tax office shooter pleads not guilty, will stand trial. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And an accident to watch out for in traffic already this morning. This is eastbound Kellogg at Meridian. Traffic accident, injuries there. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg at Meridian. We've also got the report of some tree limbs in the roadway. 1700 block of North Rock, North Ridge Road, southbound lanes there. So tree limbs in the roadway, 1700 North Ridge. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 70% chance for rain today at a high of 73 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 67. Thursday, a 60% chance for rain with a high of 78. So, as you heard there, we have a good chance for showers. In fact, you could be seeing some in southern and southwest Sedgwick County right now. Cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. Quick congratulations to Shannon of Wichita, thank you for listening this morning. A couple of pounds of Prairie Fire coffee and the travel mug as well. Thank you, Shannon, for listening. President Trump is traveling.
Focus on the White House. President Trump went to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico.
How long have you been in the house?
In this house, about 20 years.
Meeting with survivors of Hurricane Maria.
This has been the toughest one. This has been a Category 5, which few people have ever even heard of. A Category 5 hitting land, but it hit land, and boy, did it hit land.
The administration finalizing a $29 billion disaster aid request. ABC's Andy Field says Mr. Trump goes to Las Vegas today.
The president landing on the USS Kearsarge, stationed off the U.S. Virgin Islands. And he previewed his trip to see the shooting victims in Las Vegas.
So unnecessary. Who can believe what happened in Las Vegas?
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy can and predicted more mass shootings until Congress passes tougher gun control.
This country has the loosest set of gun laws.
The president's spokesman this week said now is not the time to talk about gun control. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Airline and automaker stocks took off Tuesday, pushing U.S. indexes a bit further into record territory. Trading was again quiet overall, with only modest moves for bond yields, commodities, and other markets. The Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 5 points, while the Dow rose 84. And the NASDAQ composite rose 15 points. Yahoo has tripled down on what was already the largest data breach in history, saying it affected all 3 billion of its users, not the 1 billion it revealed last year. The company announced Tuesday that it's providing notice to additional user accounts affected by the August 2013 data theft. 3 billion users. I thought there were only about 6 billion people on the planet. Could that be?
That's probably about right.
Could be. The company at the center of the biggest breach of personal information just signed a contract with the federal government to provide personal information. The Internal Revenue Service signed a $7.25 million contract with Equifax last month. The company is dealing with a breach of its systems by hackers.
Good timing.
Who accessed or stole the information of 145 million Americans. You know, for the government to get that, to approve that contract, it had to go through layers and layers of approval, and until it got to this point, nobody ever said, wait a minute, it's Equifax. Not now. Time out. Don't do it. Oh, well.
Yeah. Mm.
A Greek court has ruled to extradite Russian cybercrime suspect Alexander Vinnik to the United States, where he is wanted in a $4 billion Bitcoin fraud case.
Uh-oh.
Bring him here. Let's have some fun with good old Alexander
Vinnik. Yikes.
Yeah. All right, 6:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we're talking about retired and consulting, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Planning for retirement is all about putting the wheels in place to move us to a position where hard work in the past pays for a lifestyle in the future. Now, when a wrench is thrown into plan, retirees face having to work in retirement. Think about how you leaving your job will affect the business or entity you work for. You may be a key employee with contacts and relationships that are critical to the continued success to at least part of the business you work for. So you may be invited to continue as a paid consultant, working the hours that you want to maintain those relationships for the company you work for. Working part-time after leaving a full-time position has the apparent benefits of income. However, there are a number of less apparent reasons why working in retirement is a great decision for many. Self-employment carries several everyday expenses that are tax-deductible. Healthcare premiums can be deductible. Computers, cell phones, client entertainment, and travel may also be tax-deductible. Continuing to work can help boost your Social Security benefit base. That means higher benefits once you begin taking them. Physical and mental challenges can keep you more active than a typical retirement lifestyle. As a consultant, you do the challenging work that keeps you active, but you're also immune from the bad stuff that comes with a full-time job, all the gossip and all that stuff in the office that goes on. Gone are the admin busy work, reviews, HR meetings, and the necessity to hang around the office when you're just not busy. You're still part of a community of working people, and you continue to be relevant in many circles. Unfortunately, some people judge retirees as being out of touch. As a working consultant, you're right in the mix. And finally, working part-time is a great way to transition to being retired full-time. You can avoid the shock of being busy 24/7 to facing the "what do I do today" dilemma. Now, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
A couple born on the same day at the same Massachusetts hospital has exchanged vows more than two decades later. The Taunton Gazette reports Jessica Gomez and Aaron Barros got married September 9th. Each was born on April 28th, 1990, at the same hospital in Taunton, about 40 miles south of Boston. The two grew up in communities a few miles apart before meeting through mutual friends in high school. Gomez says she and Barros figured out they were born on the same day pretty early on when they took a driver's education class together and saw the proof on their learner's permits. She says it was love at first sight.
There you go.
When they were babies
in
a hospital.
They were meant to be together.
All right. Today is National Vodka Day. It is by the distillation of fermented substances such as grains, potatoes, or sometimes fruits or sugar that vodka is made. Traditional prepared vodkas had an alcoholic content of percent by volume. In the United States, products sold as vodka must have an alcoholic content of 30% or more.
I enjoy the vodka.
You don't want fake vodka. You don't want pseudo vodka. You want the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You like a little vodka now and then?
Sure.
Well, vodka with tomato juice is good. What do they call that? Bloody Mary. I like calling those now and then.
Okay.
We could have one now. We'll send Jad out to the... No, we won't do that.
Oh, just, you know, you just go out to the wet bar here in our kitchenette area
at
the radio station. Make yourself up a nice...
Our executive galley out there is what we call it, where Jad takes care of the dishes every day for us, right?
Somebody has to.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. All right, 6:55 now. Steve and Ted, and coming up at 7 o'clock, we have a complete look at today's news, including... A man critically injured in East Wichita in a shooting. That story and more news coming up at 7. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.